The Chayyarim says already, we mentioned the Machoikis to be calculated from sunrise to sunset or from Alois to Shachar. So say it's a Kechavim. He refers to it as a Muna Shachar. There are different opinions whether Muna Shachar and Alois to Shachar are the same time. For our purposes, we will make them be at the same time. According to the opinion of the Chayyarim, preferably Mincha should have, person should have Mincha before Plag. During the week, a person should have Mincha before Plag. Shor Rabia Kadam Alayla. But the Ebbet of Shas Atchak, Mutal Yispal on some of the Tzay Sekachovim. The Chayyarim is following the opinion that we calculate the day from Alois HaShachar until Tzay Sekachovim. So it means Mincha could actually be davened after sunset. Because it's not Tzay Sekachovim yet. After sunset, there's a period of time before it gets dark and the stars come out. You can see this more strikingly in the summer because there's strong light. Even after the sun sets, a while after the sun sets, it's still light outside. So he's davening Mincha at that point in time, but that's not the Chatchila that a person should daven it so close to the Tzay Sekachovim. Preferably a person should daven before an hour and a quarter before that time. But a B'diyevet or B'shas Atchak, a person would daven until 7 of Tzay Sekachovim. Dalvagav the Be'ir Nira Shehu Kemat Laila. And the Yidua Shebesada Adayin Hu Yom. Rachmach Hezgeh B'Habatim Nira Kelaila. So in the fields, when you go out into the open fields, it's easier to see that there's still light in the sky, whereas in the city, because of the darkness you get from the crowding of the houses, etc., you don't notice it as well. So it looks strange that we're davening Mincha, and it's already seemingly dark outside. That's okay. Now, the opinion of the Gra is that you cannot daven Mincha after Shkia, because he calculates the Zman for Mincha until Shkia, not until Tzay Sekachovim. The Shulchan Aruch holds you the person can calculate until Tzay Sekachovim, and the Ramah actually follows the Shulchan Aruch in this regard. The Chayyarim is following that opinion, not the opinion of the Gra. According to the Gra, a person has to finish Mincha by Shkia. There is an Aruch HaShulchan which allows if a person starts before Shkia, even though he's going to continue after Shkia, that it's permitted. There is an opinion of Ramosha Igris Moshe that for a period of time post Shkia, approximately 9 minutes, a person can be makel and still consider it Yom. But in general, we say that we want to try and set up Mincha, that we should finish Mincha, finish Shmor Esrei Mincha by Shkia. And Mishnah Berurah says it's a machlokes, and he does not see a hakra on the issue, and therefore the chachila person should make sure that he follows the opinion of the Gra and does not daven Mincha after Shkia. Mishnah Berurah seems to paskin that if he has a choice between davening biyachidus or with a minyan which will daven after Shkia, he should daven biyachidus rather than to daven after Shkia. But you see, the Chayyarim is not going that opinion, and therefore there are many poskim which say that a person can be makel and continue to daven even after Shkia. This is the minhag by the Hasidim, that they daven quite some time after Shkia. And that's why it might seem strange to the Litvisha eyes, because we're used to following the Gra on this issue, and that's the understanding of that opinion. One last thing I want to talk about before we go on to the next siman is, Mishnah Berurah raises a question. When we calculate the time called Mincha Gedolah, we say it's a half an hour after Chatzos. Is that half an hour also shows Marius? That means it's going to change based on the time of the year? Or is that a set 30 minutes? In other words, the issue over here is that really Mikra Din, like we saw, that a person could have Mincha immediately after Chatzos. So our example, which we've been using, sunrise is at 6, sunset is at 6. So 12 or 1 p.m., it's already after Chatzos. But Chazal said, if you're living in a world where you're calculating your time is based on the position of the sun, you're not going to be able to tell clearly that the sun is at 12:01 or 11:59. So if you're going to daven Mincha so close to right at the midday, midpoint of the sky, the person by mistake will end up davening Mincha before the midday, or personal, but the Kanawet and the bringing of the carbon Tomei Shabbat Aboyim before midday. So the Chazal said you have to wait half an hour after midday, to be confident that you're davening, you're bringing the korban tamid shebein aboyim after chatzos, that you're davening mincha after chatzos. So they gave us the shear of half an hour. So Mishabur is masubik, maybe that is a variable type of a time like everything else, or maybe that was a set time because I'll set a half an hour. And that would be relevant both the kula and the chumrah. So in the winter, half an hour is longer than a half shazmania. And in the summer, half an hour is shorter than a half shazmania. So in a case where a winter day where there's only 9 hours from sunrise to sunset, so each shazmania is about 45 minutes. So 22 or 23 minutes after chatzos is already mincha gedolah, or is it 30 minutes? In the summer, it might be an hour and 15 minutes is a shazmania. So it's not considered a half an hour shazmania until 38 minutes. Maybe it's 30 minutes, maybe 38 minutes. So Mishabur comes out, that's a suffix. They should always be machmer. So in the winter, you should wait 30 full minutes. And the summer, you should wait a half of shazmania. You should follow both opinions of the chumrah. And that's many, many calendars follow that approach in regards to when to calculate mincha gedolah. Have a good day.